Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, today, friends, we're going to talk about retirement, and the discussion goes to many different levels. I think there's three or four different levels of discussion that we'll get to in the different segments here today. But I wanted to share with you this term that I heard on Saturday Night Live many, many years ago. And there was this Jewish lady that would always talk in these little Jewish sayings like, I'm sofa cleft, or, you know, you're a putz and shamus. And on one of them she used to say was, talk amongst yourself. Just talk amongst yourself. And I think that's something that I think we need to do here. We need to talk amongst ourselves because there's so much misunderstanding and misinformation about what retirement really is and how you get there and how you maintain it and so forth, that there needs to be a talk amongst ourselves. We have financial planners out there telling you stuff that's just ridiculous, yet it's their point of view. But it's their point of view because they're educated to believe it, because they're not retired and they never will be. And if they are, it's going to be way later because that's what their education told them that has to happen. So I'm going to open up some premises and some ideas for you today that are going to be a little different for most of you. Unless you've been listening to me forever, then you know that this is what I've espoused for the last 30 years on the radio here. But it's something you got to bring back up every now and then to capture the attention of the people that have just started listening to the show and hadn't not really had this conversation. Now, before I get started, I want to open up the phone lines to you if you would like to comment on what we're talking about. Our number here is 866-582-9933. Again, that's 866-582-9933. And if you can't call because you're at work or something like that, but you have a question or point you want to make, then text, email it to me, excuse me. And the email address you can contact me is askdel, that's askdel1l, askdel at luinc.com. luinc stands for Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc. LUINC.com. So ask Del at LUINC.com. And I can take that message at the break, and if it's a good question, we can bring it back and discuss it. But really, it needs to be an open discussion with you, if you really want it to be, about what your beliefs are, because they're so, so different. So let's start with my belief. 27, 28 years of age, I decided I didn't want to work my whole life. In fact, my whole life, I didn't want to work my whole life. So I thought what I'd do when I was a kid is I'd save really, really hard. And I saved anywhere from 15 to 50% of everything I earned. I wasn't married, didn't have any kids. I worked 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, so I had no place to go spend my money, no real time to go spend it. So it was very easy for me to save. And I saved a quite large chunk of money for someone my age. Then one day, October 20th, my birthday, 1987, I lost a very large chunk of that in what was known as Black Monday. And at that point in my life, I made three commitments to my life, and that was, number one, I would never lose money again, never let somebody else take my money and lose it for me, you know, and number two, that everything that I purchased from that point on had to be some type of a business that would make me money as we went along, that I would be able to buy myself out of corporate America by creating positive cash flow. And the third rule I didn't pick up till a little later, which was you can't get rich slow, which I realized that I had to grow my portfolio in a way that was not just more in my portfolio, but bigger, better, and easier to manage, so that my portfolio became easier and my life became easier and the quality of my life became better for two reasons. One, I had made more money because I had larger transactions, larger pieces of real estate. In other words, a 20-unit compared to a 40, compared to 80, compared to 100-unit apartment complex to 200, 256. Actually, the largest I've ever owned personally was 320 units at one time. And when you look at this situation, I grew my portfolio so that I did less. As I grew the number of units I had, I hired people to do all the work so I didn't have to do any of the work. And according to the IRS, I'm still a real estate investor. I'm still a professional real estate investor because that's where I'm earning my income. That's where I'm spending a majority of my time focused on real estate. I owned real estate sales companies. And I liked real estate sales companies as a business because I wasn't an agent nor a broker. Now think about that. Not being an agent, not being a broker meant I couldn't do any work. I couldn't legally do any work. So since I couldn't legally do any work, it was a perfect business to own because I couldn't do it, which meant they couldn't ask me to do it. So I had to start from the beginning hiring people to do the work that knew what they were doing and, you know, maintain a business with people that did the work. So there was a completely passive stream of income. Then I started buying software companies. And software companies, again, I don't know how to write software. I don't know how to write code. I don't have to do anything with them. And so, you know, the bottom line was is that I bought them. The product sold. We made money. I had nothing to do with it. So you see what I've done is I've surrounded myself in businesses where I can't work in them or I don't work in them. Nowadays, I own large apartment complexes, and the level of education necessary to be involved in one of these means that we have to hire sophisticated people. When you have sophisticated people working for you, you have very few problems compared to if, and I talk to people all the time when they go out and try to retire with a franchise and they buy themselves some kind of a store where you have to hire teens or young workers which won't show up and they steal and they're problematic. And most of the people that hire like a Subway sandwich shop, and I'm not picking on Subway, but all sandwich shops and all ice cream shops and donut factories and all these kinds of things, they work their behind off. I have a next door neighbor that is massively wealthy, owns a very large house, and owns a donut franchise. Not the franchise, but she is the franchise controller, the master franchisor, or whatever it's called. And I still see that she gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go deal with these franchises, to go make donuts, you know. And I'm sure she's not making the donuts, but she's making sure these franchises are, you know, doing what they need to do, et cetera, et cetera. So again, nice business. She makes a lot of money, very successful. But again, way more work. You know, my wife right now is still in bed. And, you know, I get up late. I don't get up early in the morning. I'm not one of those people that have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go start what I'm doing. It just doesn't happen because at 34 years of age, I retired. At that point, I made more passive income than I made when I had a job. So there was no psychological reason for me to go back to a job. Now, let's fast forward to what the majority of people believe. If you were going to talk to your financial planner, he's going to talk to you about retirement age. Now, I looked up retirement age today because, you know, I know of it, but I'm not an expert in it. Because I retired at 34, it's irrelevant to me what everybody else's retirement age, quote unquote, is. Doesn't mean anything. But what I looked up was basically this. Earliest retirement for Social Security is 62 years of age. Okay, I'm 63 right now, so that makes me eligible. I could actually retire now. Wow, that's such a relief considering I've been retired since I was 34 years old. I haven't had a full-time job. I've owned every business that I've ever worked in and around, and which meant that I worked as much as a little as I wanted to. I myself is someone who doesn't like to work a lot, which is oxymoronic. Okay, in other words, it doesn't make any sense because I'm a workaholic, which means I'll go stick myself in a project and I'll go out here and start building my train set and I'll just be out there in the garage and working my behind off. Or I'm over here building something in my workshop and I'm building cabinets and I'm just into it. Whatever it is, I'll study it. I'll find out everything you need to know about it. I'll go buy all the stuff you have to do it, and then I'll, you know, indulge myself. That's the kind of person I am. But when I realized that I didn't have to do that to run businesses, when I realized I could own businesses that could be operated passively by the majority of the time, and then eventually even take that passive investment and let them be run by somebody that I was hiring to run them, or a management company if you prefer. I don't prefer, and I'll get into that in another time. But, you know, I found that I could, you know, work very, very, very little time. Now, my wife, who used to work for me as a supervisor, she ran three of my properties for a couple years, working 4 hours a week. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about retirement, and I'm trying to sort of give you a across-the-board understanding of all these different philosophies about retirement and try to win you over to my argument about what retirement should be. And I started by explaining to you that I retired at 34 years of age after investing in real estate for 2.5 years. And when I say retired, I mean I had nothing to do. And because I had nothing to do, I spent, you know, an hour a day on my investments at the most. I was able to then have spare time. One of the things I did with my spare time was I went out and watched other real estate investment gurus' informations and programs, and found that they weren't teaching anything. And so somebody, when I was at one of them, somebody asked me if I would teach. A bunch of people heard the question. I was demanded by a group of about 200 people that I would start a program. So I started Lifestyles Unlimited and started teaching real estate investing. You know the rest. If you, unless you're just listening, it grew and grew and grew to be the largest real estate investor group in the country. 40,000 plus customers, people in every state. We've got offices in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, and Phoenix now. And then we have groups in almost every major city in the country of members that are using our techniques to build early retirements and increase their passive income. Now, I was talking about before we went to break about the IRS and the way it sees retirement, and I told you that the IRS considers 62 your earliest retirement age, 67 full retirement, and 70 you get a maximum benefit. In other words, if you'll hold off and not retire till 70, they'll give you more than what your full retirement amount is. Now remember, your full retirement amount is limited by two things. One, how much did you pay in? And two, is what the maximum is. So, like, for me, because I had high-paying jobs my whole life, I paid in the maximum. And so I can't get back more than just the maximum. And I probably paid way more than most people have paid. Yet I'll get the same amount they get, which the maximum is $2,861 a month. Now, I don't want to even go into how much money I make and anywhere near how much money I spend, because it's non-productive. You'd be more mad at me than you would be happy about what I could do to help you. The reality is, what you have to look at is, can you live on $2,861 a month? So I looked up what the average was, because not everybody gets the maximum. In 2019, the average Social Security payment was $1,461 a month. Can you live on $1,461? So you go and you hope that you've been able to supplement that Social Security deal, right? So you look at your 401k and your IRA, and you go to your financial planner, and he says, well, look, I can give you a 4% return, which I don't know they actually can, but let's say they do, produce a 4% return. In fact, I can show you articles that read, in the current years, last 2 years, articles come out that 3 is the new 4%. In other words, the rates of return on interest-bearing savings accounts, stocks, bonds, IRAs, annuities, and so forth has gone down. That interest rates have gone down, so the yield for all interest-bearing type retirements has gone down. And so they're saying the average is more like 3% than 4, but we'll just use the 4 because it's irrelevant. So you've got $100,000 in the bank, you can make another $4,000 a year, $300 a month more. Wow. Add that to the 1461, you're thriving, correct? You got $1 million in the bank. Woo! Now you're making $40,000 a year. $40,000 a year divided by 12, it's what? I don't even know what that is. That's such a small number. And I don't mean to be arrogant or rude. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is it's kind of unrealistic that too many people can actually, let's see here, $40,000 divided by 12 months. That's $3,300 a month. So take $3,300 and add 16 or 1461 to it. You're at 5,000-6,000. If you add 28 to it, you're at 7,000. And I guess you probably could live on 7,000. So if you've got $1 million in the bank, you can earn 4%. 4%, you earn $40,000. Now remember one thing. That's also taxable income. The income we earn is not taxable if done correctly. If done correctly, we defer the taxes and never pay them. And then when we get ready to where we would have to pay them, which is by selling the property, we avoid that by deferring it further with a 1031 tax-free exchange, of which all this I teach you at the 2-day. And so do any of my other teachers. I have like 5 guys that teach this stuff all over the country. I just do it just to keep sharp. And I don't do it very often. Like I've done one in the last 3 months. I don't do it as a job. I do it just so that if I'm sitting here communicating with people, I've touched you personally. And as a radio host, you have to touch somebody personally now and then to be able to have any kind of real communication with people. By the way, if you want to call in to have some real communication, our number is 866-582-9933. That's again 866-582-9933. So we're looking at what Social Security offers you, and your financial planner comes up with some supplementary type income to that. And what you see is you run into two real problems. Number one, you can't retire until you're old. And now, being 63 years old, I have the right to tell you 63 is old. I'm not trying to make it sound like I don't enjoy life or you're dead or the world's over with, but I'm telling you, it's not the same life it was when I was 53. Nowhere near the life when I was 43, but even at 53, I could run, jump, play basketball, I could swim, I could dive, I could scuba. You get to be 63, you get neuropathy in your feet, and you can barely walk. You fall down every once in a while because you can't feel your feet. I've had multiple different things go wrong with me. I'm not going to waste the time of the radio show right today to go into them. I've done it in the past. I've talked about it. But the bottom line is that you're just not the same person. But forget that. Do I still want to be alive? Yes. Do I still have fun in life? Yes. Okay, good. We want to live, but could I live on $1,400 to $2,800 a month? No, it wouldn't work. So you get to this age, and what you find out is even though they're promising you retirement in your 60s to early 70s, many, many people are working into their 70s and into their 80s because they can't afford to retire. So that in and of itself is a problem. All by itself, okay, stick that over here. Retirement never seems to come. And even when they do lose their job, they end up needing to supplement it with an additional job. If you listen to people like Dave Ramsey, who's trying to work with that group of people, with that psychology, what do you try to do to survive? You try to pay off as much debt as you can so you don't have as much overhead. You live on beans and rice, beans and rice, beans and rice, right? You get a second or third job. You do Uber. You do whatever you can do to survive. I mean, that's survival, folks. And I know that many of you out there know people, probably not you, but you know people that are in survival mode. And you think to them, you go, man, Bob's a good guy. He's an engineer. He's got a good job. Why is he driving Uber at night? What is that all about? And, you know, in this day and age, if you can't make ends meet when you are working, how do you make ends meet when your earned income stops? When we come back, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about how retirement sometimes isn't really even retirement. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about retirement and trying to cover the broad spectrum of theories and ideas about retirement. And then, of course, I'm trying to shed some light on you the way I see retirement, because I believe it's probably the most effective way to look at retirement. So retirement, in my mind, is the day that your passive streams of income equal or exceed your earned income. At that point, you now can replace your job's income with passive income, and you have bought your life back from corporate America. Myself, I walked. I left. A lot of people don't leave corporate America because they're thinking a couple of rational thoughts, and I say they're rational, okay? Not irrational thoughts, but rational thoughts. Number one, they're thinking, if I keep working, I can get more working capital so I can grow my portfolio quicker, which would allow me to get to a higher level of standard of living in a much quicker pace, okay? There's probably some logic to that, but here's my anti-logic to that. You've worked 10, 20, 30 years of your life already. That job has created enough income for you to not retire. You've gone ahead and done some investing that has gotten you to where your income is equal to that which you have already, you know, been doing for 20 or 30 years or whatever it is. And if you quit your job, you're now going to have all kinds of time to find opportunities that you never saw because you were working so hard. I found once I quit my job that real estate deals started popping up all over the place. And more interestingly, the type of real estate deals that were so good that I could manipulate the financing on them, legally manipulate the financing on them, such that there was nothing out of pocket. And once I could start buying real estate, nothing out of pocket, man, there was no limitation to how fast I could grow. Now, you have to realize this. In doing so, I had to, number one, have the time to find great deals. Average deal won't get you nothing down situation. It has to be a great deal. And number two, you have to have the skill sets mentally educated enough to be able to figure out how to wrap those things around financing opportunities and options to get it to work for nothing down, right? We teach all that so that you can understand it. But once I quit my job, I got what I couldn't get when I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. I got the deals. They weren't available to me back when I was working all the time. I had to go to real estate agents, and they'd give me what they could find, which was okay. It worked. But it wasn't like the deals I found once I quit working. Secondly, that logic assumes that you're not going to be able to grow after you quit your job because you're going to be living on the same amount of income that you earned at your job. Well, there's two reality checks to that. One is if you earn $100,000 at your job, you only take home $70,000. If you earn $100,000 in real estate, you take home $100,000. So you immediately have 30% more that you can start saving and investing. But let's say that you quit because you were smart enough to know that your $70,000 of passive income, which is tax-free or tax-deferred, however you want to claim it if you're a CPA, because you're paying no taxes on your current income, you can live on $70,000 even though you were living on making $100,000 as an employee. So now you're net neutral, right? Well, remember, even with your making the $100,000 and taking home $70,000, you still saved enough money to buy more real estate, to buy some real estate, to buy and increase your portfolio. Well, you're still going to be able to do that at net zero when you leave your job. But like I said, the deals are going to be much better. They're going to be more profitable per deal. So now the number of deals you need to do goes down, the rate of return goes up, and boy, your profitability and your wealth goes up like a hockey stick. I mean, it's not a straight line thing anymore. It's like boom, boom, boom. There you are. You never realize how much money you can have, how much wealth you can have. I see that happen at Lifestyles all the time for people, and they just wake up one day and it just blows their mind. You know, they'll come to me and go, Dell, and their eyes are wide, and you can always tell the year that happens, the day that happens. You know, they're coming to an expo or they're coming to, and they're running up to you, and their eyes are wide open. Their hand comes out, and they shake your hand. Some of them even grab you and hug you up, and then they tell you, it happened. What's that? I'm a millionaire. I made it. You said it would happen. It happened. Now I'm there. So what are you going to do now? That's the next question. So what are you going to do now? And the natural progression of a real estate investor is to grow their portfolio so that they do less work. If they're going to be a part of the psychology that I teach, which is not the money, it's the lifestyle. But wait, there are people out there that don't believe that. I heard a guy on the radio the other day say, I don't want to retire. I like working. I like doing stuff. These people that tell you they like working, there's only two types of people that want to work after they get to the point where they could retire. And that is the guys, the egomaniacs, the workaholics that will work until they're dead. They'll end up losing their wife and eventually their children's love. Because why? Because they've got nothing at home. They take everything to work, everything. Everything is their ego. They're on Facebook all the time. They're just driven to be the most important people in the whole world. The other group of people are the people that can't really retire. They've got a da-da-da-da-da. I got a great story. I'm unbelievable real estate investor. But really, they're not. Most of them have failed in almost every real estate transaction they've done as far as try to build a portfolio. But what they've done is they can buy, and they can buy them cheap, and they can turn around and sell them. So they become wholesalers, or flippers, as they call them. Short-term owners buy and sell, as opposed to we're long-term holders and owners of buy and hold. And so what happens is that they make money. Enough to survive. They make enough to keep themselves happy, enough to not go back to work at a job. But the reality is they're getting up every single day and looking for a new deal. That's what salespeople have to do. And that's all being a wholesaler is you're a salesperson. You have to go find a new victim. I got to find somebody to steal the deal from today. Then I got to go find somebody to sell it to. Man, I had to yawn. I got tired just saying that. And my family doesn't eat this week, this month, if I don't kill something. This is the old eat it after you kill it mentality. You eat what you kill, and you only get to eat what you kill. Where, as opposed to the farmer, we sow what we plant. And so we can plant more and more and more and sow more and more and more. And yeah, every once in a while, we're farmers. We can walk out there with a gun and shoot something, have some new, fresh, easy meat. But man, we're not going to count on living on that new kill every single day. It's a different way of seeing the world. And I'm under the impression that most of you that end up at my program are the ones that would really like to buy your life back from corporate America. Not so you could go back out there and become a door-to-door salesman of real estate. The, you know, signs everywhere, we call them bandit signs, and ads and internet ads, and spending thousands a month on advertising to get people to tell you about houses you can buy. We buy dirty homes, this, that, blah, blah, blah. You've all seen all this stuff. You've seen it on TV. You've seen these gurus fly into town and teach you their secret sales techniques and all this stuff. you've gotten the ads in the paper, and you've gotten the ads in the mail and the internet and Facebook. We buy dirty houses. We buy this. We buy that. You've seen it all. And what you have to realize behind that, that I can share with you, that they're not going to share with you, they're working their bun off. I mean, they are working their bun off. And if they're not, they're not eating. You know, they're living at a very low level of expectation. You can't flip houses and be rich. Now, I know guys that flip houses that are rich, but that's not how they made all their money. I know guys that own mortgage companies that flip houses on the side, and they're rich from owning the mortgage company. I know guys that own apartment complexes and, you know, flip a house or two here on the side. They're not rich because of flipping houses. They're rich because of the business that they own of some type, where they own something that produces income on a regular, reoccurring basis. And therein lies, how do you retire? What is the secret? You need regular, reoccurring, realizable income. What do I mean by that? Regular means it's got to be when you know you're going to get it. I'm going to get it once a month. I'm going to get it once a week. I'm going to get it once a quarter, whatever. Renewable has to keep coming. It's not like, okay, we got it for 6 months and it's gone. And it has to be realizable. Hey, even if your 401k, you know, is they're contributing to your 401k for you, is that realized income? No, because you can't spend it. Realized income is when the cash is in your hand and you can go to the bank with it, or you can go to the store and buy groceries, or you can pay for your gas, you can buy a car. That's realized income. Money just stuck in an account like you do in your 401k and IRA, that's not realized income. You can't retire on non-realized income. You have to realize. So you see people that go out here and buy these portfolios of houses they're flipping. Sometimes you see them fail because they have so much money tied up in these houses. And for some reason, the market slows down or whatever. Or they miscalculated what they thought they could sell it for, so they now can't sell it. All of a sudden, they're cash poor. And they lose everything. I've seen it happen over and over again. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Michelle, today we've been talking about retirement, and I'm just going to sum it up here this last segment and say, look, retirement is something that you want, because once you have it, your life has massive options. Once you have enough income to replace your earned income. Yes, if you wanted to still work at your job because maybe you went to school for 40 years to become a master brain surgeon and you want to continue to do brain surgery, you can do it. The difference is if you're totally retired financially, you could do it once a week. You don't have to do it 5 days a week. You could do it 3 weeks on, 1 week off, and you could take a week off every month. You could take 2 weeks off every month. Your skill would still be there. It would still be demanded. You could still use it, but you don't have to be around all the time, no matter what you think. I've helped doctors and dentists set up practices where they bring in people underneath them, and those people do the majority of the work, and they just take the very, very high-end stuff, the surgeries and or the things where it takes their expertise. Hence, they charge for the expensive things, and all the less expensive things are doled out to their people underneath of them that are, you know, practicing to grow and be like them someday. You've got the option that if you want to, I had an ex-girlfriend that what she did was she stopped working when she had enough passive income, and she went contract labor. So, which meant that she could pick up a contract. She was an engineer, and she could pick up a contract here or there whenever she wanted to. And just, you know, she'd tell the large, very large oil companies, because she was an oil engineer, that, you know, I'll take another project. So they've got a 3-month project going. She would sign up for 3 months project. She'd work for 3 months and be done. She didn't have to keep working, but you know, that would give her a great little boost of current local income that she could go out and buy a new car with, or do something fancy, go on a world travel with, or something. You know, so there are those wanting to do so. You know, even my wife, who you know, is obviously taken care of. She has no needs for money. She likes to build her own streams of income, and she's building back a portfolio of apartment complexes that she runs, and you know, she makes more money on that. So there's something she's doing, not because she needs money. There's no way on earth she needs any money, but she wants to, because that's her little thing, and it's her business, and it's her pride, and so forth. So whatever you want, at least you don't have to worry about it. You can go to bed at night and not worry that you won't have enough money. You have enough money and time to do what you want to do, when you want, with whoever you want, and have the money to do it. That's the key. So if you want to travel, you're going to travel. If you want to, you know, spend time with your family, you're going to spend time with family and the grandkids, et cetera, et cetera. Or maybe if you're young, it's not your grandkids. Maybe spend time with your kids, right? A lot of people don't have the chance to even see their kids or learn. I'm not saying that right. They don't spend enough time with their children when they're young to enjoy that and or bond in the right way. That would be nice, wouldn't it? I've retired at 34 years of age. I was divorced from my wife about 1 year in, but that meant daddy-daughter time. When we were together, it was just us, and there was a lot of bonding that went on, so it was a really good thing. On and on, you could go out there and do whatever. You could become somebody that contributes to churches and so forth in society, whatever. But to tell me that, A, you don't want to retire is arrogant and ridiculous. It's just, it's a defensive motion that you go through to say, I really don't know how to retire. It's ridiculous to even think of retirement, and I'm not even going to admit it. I'm not going to admit that I can't retire and quit tomorrow and just live off my passive streams of income, because I don't have any passive streams of income. I don't have any. If I stop working, the money stops coming in, is the reality for most people, right? So that it's just it's a defense mechanism. It's pure arrogance when someone says they don't want to retire. Other people, unfortunately, they're screaming, I want to retire, I want to retire, but they don't know how. And they don't have the tools necessary to develop the passive streams of income to retire. And I feel sorry for those people, but there's an answer. Get over here. Let's get you educated. Let's get you on the way to where you need to be, because it works. We've been doing it for 30 years. You think about this. Think of the level of expectations I set on the radio every day, every week, every month, every year. And think about it for 30 years. Since I've been around, Dave Del Dotto, Robert Allen, Jeff McCone, Tommy Boo, the Milans, Ron LeGrand, Carlos Cheese, Robert Kiyosaki, Donald Trump had a training program, and they're all gone. Now, I've left out countless other nobody people, you know, one-off little guys here and there, many of which, probably most of which, are my ex-students, that just pick up a little consulting here, a little consulting there, so on and so forth. But they all come and they all go, and they come again, they go again, they disappear, and it's this, it's that. And the bottom line is, they don't have a working system to actually help you in the long run. So when you get in here, you know you've got 30 years experience. And you know you've got 30 years of consistency that has worked. Because if it hadn't worked, the kinds of promises that we make, we would be gone. I mean, people would be destroying us right now if we made these kinds of promises. But for every one person that might come on and say, hey, I ran into a bump in the road, we can show you that we'd help them as best we could overcome that bump, and show you 99 other people that jumped over the top of that bump with no problem because they listened to what we said and did it the right way right from the beginning, right? So that's what you have to think about. Now, that's for the people that don't know how to retire, right? And then there's the rest of you. The arrogant few. The arrogant's a mean word. I'm going to retract that. I'm feeling nice today. It's something other than arrogant. It's the group of people that are not willing to admit that their ideas that they grew up with don't work. They're not effective. They're ineffective. And they're ineffective to the level that whatever it is they have is not going to get them to where they want to be. And if they keep doing more, you know the definition of insanity, continue to do the same thing, expect to get a different result. More is not better. Better is better is something I came up with a long time ago. Let me say that again before we go off the air one more time. That is, more is not better. Better is better. And what I want you to come down and do, let's learn how to put together a better retirement plan. So when someone asks you, when are you going to retire, you're going to say, next year. Not when I'm 75. Have a wonderful day, and remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.